Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday afternoon. Final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Brandon Adams will join us in 15 minutes. Talk some Georgia football with him, obviously. React a bit more to Saturday's game against Alabama. Look ahead to the remainder of the season as well. Kentucky on Saturday. AMA coming up at 1:40. Any question, any topic, phone lines will be open. Just call us up and ask us. We'll get back into the big story of the day in a minute as well.
Is there a player for you that played for the Ducks? That
yeah.
Okay.
I already had to pretend that I was supportive of his football career.
Okay.
Every single day for a year here.
Okay. All right.
remember
that's,
that?
That's all. Yes, I do.
He could be good, I said. Lying?
No, you didn't.
No, I never said that.
No, you didn't. Yeah, I'm not going to let you do that. No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
But no, I mean, I don't know.
Because they're like, I don't have hatred for anything, really. Uh-huh. You know, I mean, mine is more fun than anything. Whatever, whatever. Yours is like sustained hatred.
Yeah. Yes. No, there's parts of my sports fanhood where I allow the anger to take over, the irrational emotion to be sort of the guide.
Right.
When it comes to Husky football and Oregon, that's probably the main part.
Okay. Has it always been a rivalry?
No. It started in 1994 when Kenny Wheaton intercepted Damon Heward's out route and took it all the way back to the house.
Okay.
And Phil Knight said, "Ooh, that was fun. I'm going to throw all my money at this, try to turn it into a program." And since then, it's been that.
Okay.
But no, I mean, up until that day, Washington beat Oregon like 70 out of 90 times.
Okay.
But then Oregon's beat us a lot since then.
Okay.
No, but that's where it started. That's where the rivalry started. It started with a pick six in 1994. They went to the Rose Bowl because it was kind of a down, weird Pac-10.
Right.
And Phil Knight got into it. Like, he was a fan.
Right.
Like, he went to Oregon and was like, "Oh, that's really fun. What would make this better? Oh, money? Great." Right. And then he's been doing it ever since.
Oh,
so,
okay.
I mean, it is what it is. Most programs are propped up by somebody's money, and they're propped up by his.
Oh, okay. So. I'm just curious. Okay. Never knew where that hatred came from. But, like, 94, that's Young Buck.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so, yeah. That's when your sports hate usually develops.
Uh-huh.
Right, at that age.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Like, you kind of learn to dislike strongly.
Okay.
Or sports hate, whatever you want to call it, at that age, and then it sticks with you.
All right.
And then they've just caused repeated frustration year after year after year, pretty much since then, almost.
All right, I got you. Okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah, so that's good. Thanks for asking about that.
That makes sense.
That was a fun trip down memory lane.
I'm just curious about that
because Ohio State's still fresh of mind.
Bo was just talking about Tara. Like, I bet Tara would, like, disown. No, she would never disown the Brave, but she would be very upset if Pete Alonso became a Brave.
But not for very long.
Okay.
Like, she thinks that she would.
Right.
But I try to tell her, I'm like, no. Until he hits his first home run, then you'd be in love with him, and all his quirks and all his weirdness would be cool to you.
And I tried to get there with Marcus Mariota, too, but then he kept throwing passes from his back.
Yeah, dog. You know? Who was the guy that they hired, the Mets guy that they gave all the money to? Not this manager, but the one before. The Mets.
That's a tough description, man.
The manager they just had. Who's that manager now?
Oh, who was their manager?
Yes.
Oh, he used to be Buck Showalter.
Buck Showalter. Okay, so if they replace Buck with Snit with Buck, would we be okay with that?
I would not be okay with that. I do not like Buck Showalter.
I'm proud of him. I look at it as positive.
Dating back to 1993. So, yeah, the early 90s was a real formative time for my sports hate. He said Ken Griffey Jr. was disrespecting the game by wearing a backwards hat at the All-Star Game Home Run Derby, which is a, you know.
But if they win.
Huh?
But they win.
They wouldn't. Buck Showalter teams always crumble.
And he's
a famous choker.
Snit's a much better manager than Buck Showalter.
I agree with that. Yeah. But I'm just curious.
But they're around the same age.
I need that guy here.
I think, you know, I'm assuming now after next year when Snit decides to retire, if he does, they'll probably go younger.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I got there, and may he rest in peace. But it took me a long time to get there with Dikembe Mutombo because of 94.
What?
Oh!
But that wasn't his fault.
Yes, it was.
I mean,
he was on the team.
Like, so Robert Pack?
Not as much. No, because the famous moment is Dikembe in the key screaming at the basketball on his back.
That is true.
Richard Hamilton hit a fadeaway against the Huskies in 1999.
You don't like Rip?
No, never liked him. I did. And has zero World Series championships to show for it. Once it's in there, it's in there.
I can see. It's hard to get hate about you.
No, it is.
It's hard to get sports hate about you.
I like it. Here's why I like it, though. Because it's sports hate.
Right.
Right? Like, in real life, if Buck Showalter sat down next to me on an airplane, we'd probably have a conversation and it would be fine.
Right.
Kenny Wheaton cut me in line at a bar in Eugene, Oregon years ago.
Uh-huh.
And it was pretty funny because, like, the Oregon thing started with Kenny Wheaton cutting in front of a pass.
Did he little boy?
Kinda, yeah. And then the guy that was, it was like the celebration of that Oregon Ducks team.
Right.
And they were like celebrating it when they played Washington and they boat raced us. Mariota had like 5 touchdowns. It sucked. But then after the game, we were out hanging out, and like I was in line at the bar.
Uh-huh.
Kenny Wheaton stepped in front because he was like Kenny Wheaton Day. You know?
Right.
What am I gonna say?
Right.
And then the Oregon fan I was standing next to was like, "Oh my God, that's Kenny Wheaton. Will you take our picture?"
I was
so defeated.
Ugh.
At that moment,
that's a rough one.
I took their picture.
That's a rough one right there.
Took their picture and handed it back over to him. But it's fun. It's fun to have because you know unless you actually have real life hate in your heart, that's not fun. But it's fun to, like, you know, to flirt with it, fake, like in sports.
Man,
you know?
That's rough right there, though.
You let yourself toy with stuff you never actually do. The guy who made you
hate this rivalry.
Yeah, yeah, cut me in line.
Cut you in line.
At the post game of the thing where they celebrated that play.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a tough one.
that had to be. That had to be.
And that was in the midst of, we had lost to them like 11 straight years or something like that. Yeah, yep. No,
I'm sorry. Okay,
that's fine. We're
I got good.
What's, I what's Kenny up to these days?
I get it.
He's not hosting a great radio show in Atlanta.
Hell no, he ain't. Kenny
probably selling insurance somewhere in Salem, Oregon,
and living off of memory.
Exactly right. Remember what I used to be? Yeah, man. Remember what I am, Kenny?
Damn right.
Let's get to the big story of the day.
14.7.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
I don't have a lot of information on those guys yet. I got my medical meeting coming up here in a little bit. I probably have more after that. Be way more informative next week when we get back. I have to go check on Storm, check on all those guys. Obviously, on our IR. Obviously, you potentially could open up a couple of those windows coming up here shortly, you know, after the 4 weeks are up. And then that's up. And then you open those things up. You still got those weeks that you can have kind of as buffers. So we'll get a feel where they're all at after coming to these medical meetings. I don't have a lot of information on it. Hoping that we can get AJ back, you know, after this bye, another week of rest for him and get a chance to get him out there. That's probably the one I do have a little bit more information on than the other guy. Don't know anything about Mooney other than we'll have to see him this week. Obviously, he left yesterday with the hamstring.
That's the most important one right there, AJ.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you're going to get your best cornerback, man. I mean, it's bye week. I'm pretty sure he's going to be laid back. Probably give the guys Thursday till Monday off. Hopefully you sit your ass around in Atlanta. Don't be going out and doing nothing. But, I mean, because of how long a haul you got right now, Andy, after this bye week, you want to get guys back as soon as possible, especially guys that have the impact like AJ has on your team. Now, we're talking about hamstrings. They're tricky injuries. They're very tricky injuries. So if you're not even 100% close to it, let them rest another week. You know, you got a long time until the next game, the next Buffalo game. You kind of might want to get him some practice, you know, get him out there with the team. But, when AJ's healthy, you bring him back.
The thing about Storm Norton, beyond the fact that he'll be eligible to return from the short-term IR, right, is you've been pretty good so far on your offensive line, and Elijah Wilkinson's done a good job filling
in. Yes,
yes. It'd be nice to have some, like, NFL-level
depth.
So even if he doesn't come back and start, at least he's there. Because the guys you traded for right in that last week.
Oh, yeah.
We haven't heard nothing from them. Which is good.
You're right. We have heard nothing.
Good. No offense to those guys.
Yeah.
But that's good news.
That is
true. That's a sign of Elijah Wilkinson doing a nice job stepping in. And, yeah, hopefully you roll with it, man. Like, he's played well enough to hopefully he starts all year and plays at right tackle.
Yeah.
But you know what it is in the NFL. There's a pretty good chance you're going to have to go away from that five at some point during the year.
You don't want that.
So having NFL caliber depth would be good. So he'll be back.
You definitely don't want that. I think that's one of the things where when you were having fun with it yesterday and we were still waiting on Storm to get back because that was such a big thing.
Well, because it was just such a such a funny part of the offseason.
Yeah, but, I mean, the five guys have performed well, man. Well enough for them to be where they are. They still are, in my opinion, they are kick away. Or a get your head around Kadarius Hodge on the fade for being 3-1.
Sure.
I truly believe that.
Or just, like, show up ready to play against Carolina.
Just show
I know it's hard to say something like that about a 30-0 loss.
Yes, it is.
But, like, you know what it is. Carolina's not better than these guys.
Yeah.
I hope because they'll play them again.
Yes.
Beat them 30-0.
Oh, hold on. The offense. Oh, they're off the rest of the week. Okay. So, yeah, Shock just texted. They're off this week.
Oh, good.
Okay. Oh, so everybody's going to get their rest up and everything.
Good.
Our favorite Oregon fan. You know he could let that one go.
I did was say a bunch of nice stuff about Oregon.
You know, Adrian, he can't let that go.
Oh, yeah, he sent me the Kenny Wheaton picture.
Yeah, he can't let that go. Hey, Sports Talk of the Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL games every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL. Today.
I also lost a bet to my co-host, who was an Oregon fan.
Yeah, that's when you had to wear. When you had to wear that.
I had to wear Kenny Wheaton's jersey and reenact the famous Oregon play-by-play.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Call of him taking.
I love those jerseys.
I don't.
Okay, my bad.
Look like somebody, like somebody puked on themselves and went out there. Actually, I like them too. I wish they wore those yellow and greens better than the things they
the
wear.
Big
now.
Ass hip pads you got.
Yeah. All right, Brandon Adams is going to join us next. We'll move on from my pain to talking about Georgia playing Alabama after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.